This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Texas man will spend time in jail after causing significant damage to several thermal features in Yellowstone National Park. Eric Bedient, 50, was sentenced to 5 days in jail for walking directly on several thermal features in Mammoth Hot Springs. Those features include Canary Spring, Mound Terrace, Pallet Hot Spring, and Jupiter Terrace. Most thermal trespass charges in Yellowstone result in fines rather than jail, but the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Wyoming said Bedient's sentence reflected the extensive nature of the violation and the damage his footprints left behind. U.S. Attorney Darren Smith said, "Yellowstone's thermal areas are among the most dangerous natural features in the world. Mr. Bedient's disregard for the law could have cost him his life. Prosecuting crimes like this deters others from similar conduct and from risking them becoming thermal soup." Lori Hogan, the public affairs officer for the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Wyoming, said the incident with Bedient happened on November 8th and 9th, 2025. After Bedient and another unnamed person were caught trespassing and damaging the thermal features, they were interviewed and issued citations by Yellowstone National Park officer Casey Lewis, then submitted to the U.S. Attorney's Office for prosecution. Jeffrey Hungerford, Yellowstone National Park geologist, said that a trail of several significant footprints was found between Mound Spring and Canary Spring. Bedient left several multi-directional footprint trails in very soft, unstable, and easily broken sediment between and around the springs. The ground was so soft that some of his footprints had broken through the surface and sunk more than 12 centimeters into the ground. Hungerford said, "Foot traffic can easily destroy very fragile carbonate terrace structures. Recently formed structures, less than a year old, are very fragile and unstable. They cannot withstand the weight of a human without failing or breaking. It may take years for hydrothermal waters to flow over and rebuild terrace structures in Mammoth." People are frequently issued citations and fined for thermal trespass in Yellowstone, which is considered one of the most flagrant violations of the park's regulations designed to preserve the delicate thermal basins for future generations. In March 2024, British actor Pierce Brosnan pleaded guilty to foot travel in a thermal area, a Class B misdemeanor. He was charged after stepping off the boardwalk at Mammoth Hot Springs and onto Pallet Spring for a photograph, which was later posted on Instagram. Brosnan said he was embarrassed and ashamed during his court hearing and agreed to a $5,000 fine and 2 years of unsupervised probation. Brosnan was ultimately sentenced to pay a $1,500 fine and serve no probation. In November 2022, motivational speaker and social media influencer Matt Manzari was sentenced to pay $2,000 in fines and community service payments after walking onto the microbial mats surrounding Grand Prismatic Spring. Manzari said he understood the severity of what he had done. He called his decision, which he shared with the world on social media at the time, 15 seconds of my life that has ruined the last 6 months. Both Brosnan and Manzari could have been imprisoned for thermal trespass, but the judge decided to issue fines instead. The Montana Republican Party will host a primary debate between the Republican candidates for the Montana Congressional Western District. That's District 1. Candidates Aaron Flint, a conservative radio talk show host, and Al Olszewski, a former Republican state legislator, are running for Congress. The incumbent, Ryan Zinke, is not running for re-election. The Republican primary debate is Tuesday, April 21st. Doors open at 4 p.m. and the debate begins at 6 p.m. at the Calvary Chapel at 2270 Boot Hill Court in Bozeman. Tickets are free and can be reserved online at mtgop.org. Space is limited to 350 attendees. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.